96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know it's hard enough trying to come up with money to pay for college. And if you borrow it, paying it back after graduation can be a very daunting task, especially when some grads are finishing with tens of thousands of dollars in education debt. Well, tonight we have some help for you, and my guests are Janae Adams. She is the author of the book Debt Traps for College Students, and Precious Smith, the Associate Director of Howard University's Office of Financial Aid. Everybody wants to talk to the lady in financial aid. Lines are open right now. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Great.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, Janae, let's start with you. I was looking at your information. Okay, now tell me the truth. Shame the devil. $50,000 in college debt when you graduated and you got rid of it in 2.5 years. Is that right?
What it was is that I actually graduated debt-free with $10,000 in the bank.
Okay.
That debt came later when I married my husband. It was $25,000, and then the other half was a car loan. And that $50,000 is what we paid off in 2.5 years.
Oh, because it was his fault.
But when you get married, everybody's in it together.
Okay, but so this wasn't college debt. This wasn't loan debt, right?
Well, his was the $25,000 was a student loan for 1 year of college.
I see. So how did he do that? Because, you know, right off the top of my head, I'm thinking, okay, you were working. I would imagine he was working. Is that correct?
As far as the student loans?
Yes.
Yeah, we both were in college on supposedly scholarships. So
uh-huh.
I went for tennis, and he went for basketball. But what happened was his college coach convinced him to come to a private university and pay for it the first year to his parents. So a caution to students, know what you're signing. Because he was just signing some paperwork that was put in front of him by his parents. But it's a $25,000 student loan.
But I guess here's my question, because after you graduated, like you said, you had $25,000 worth of student debt as well as $25,000 worth of other debt, and you got rid of all of it in 2.5 years. But you both were working, right?
Not at the time. When I found out that I was in that $50,000, I had got laid off.
Oh, so how did you do that?
So how we did that, we sat down and we started opening up the bills and realized we was in that $50,000 of debt. And said it's time to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat down. We got what I call a dream sheet, what I tell college students to do, a dream sheet, and put down our short-term, our intermediate, and our long-term goals. And then that's what we had as our motivation to start cutting out stuff within our budget and start paying off everything
mm-hmm.
at once.
I want to get back to that, but I want to bring Precious into this, because the reality, Precious, is, you know, working or not, very few students, when they graduate from college, have a spouse.
Very few have a spouse. Very few even have parents, even parents who take out these large parent loans for them, who can truly afford the monthly payback that comes with some of these loans. And so one of the things, even though Janae is talking about dream sheet and ultimately what she's talking about is budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
And for students, one of the things that they never really think about, it really is a dream. They want to go to the school that they want to go to. The parents rarely dissuade them from choosing a school that may not be within the family's budget, because we know the student doesn't have a budget. They have nothing to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
And often parents wanting to provide the dream to their students are willing to go a little bit into debt in order to make the dream happen. What they don't understand is that that's 4, 5, or 6 years worth of debt accrual, because rarely does the average American student graduate in 4 years anymore. It takes a little bit longer. So what they sign up for to say, maybe if we borrow this first year and then you do what you're supposed to do and you scour the world for scholarships, then we can handle maybe 1 year. It quickly turns into 4 years of borrowing and a lot more than $50,000 for some students.
Okay, for the sake of argument, let us assume that a student has done what he or she is supposed to do and they have graduated in 4 years. Let's take my school, graduated Morgan State University, not in 2014, obviously, but if we talk about 2014 prices, if they were to get a loan for the entire thing in state, we are talking about approximately $50,000.
Correct.
$50,000. Public university, HBCU, out-of-state student, eating on campus, living on campus, and getting your full, all of your credits and everything done. That to me is so incredibly daunting. And then you got to find a job.
Absolutely. Because six months after you have stopped out of school, so
for
graduation.
Students, while they're still in college, they have to make that plan that they have to start looking for a job. They have to start looking their junior year, start looking for internships even before that. But they need to take their steps and figure out what is my potential paycheck going to look like after graduation. And they can even find out how much loans they already owe while they're still in school. So they can start calculating out how much am I going to have to pay back the student loans. Mm-hmm. What I find with recent graduates, with that six-month grace period that they have, they exhaust their budget. They go get a two-bedroom luxury apartment. They go make sure they furnish it. And by the time that student loan comes, they don't have the money to pay for it.
I need to take a break, Janae.
With the right planning.
Janae, I need to take a break. Hold that point. We'll be back in just a minute. We got a lot of folks on the line. We'll be back in just a sec. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about managing your student loan debt and paying it back without going broke. My guests are Janae Adams, author of the book Debt Traps for College Students, and Precious Smith, Associate Director of Howard University's Office of Financial Aid. Lines are open. Please keep trying. If you cannot get in, I promise I will get to your phone calls even after 7:30 when we switch over to Sirius XM Channel 141. The phone number is 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Brenda, calling from Bowie, what's on your mind?
Hi, I was calling because for a working parent, I've gone through my undergrad with a for-profit online university and basically racked up about $60,000 in student loans. And so now I'm in my graduate degree at a pretty prestigious university, and I'm going to rack up another maybe $40,000. So it's unavoidable, of course, when you're on your quest, you know, to get your degree, but I also have a junior in high school. So by the time he has two more years, so by the time he finishes, there's no way if he doesn't get a scholarship, I'll be able to get more student loans for him, but it was just unavoidable for me. So $100,000, I'll probably be looking at paying about $800 a month back in student loans. How would you, or what type of advice would you have for someone like me?
Precious, I'll let you try to handle that first.
First and foremost is, like we discussed, creating a budget, those things that you have to do, those things that you want to do, and then those things that have to happen, which is making sure that you do not go into default on your student loans. The government has actually come up with a few different plans for students like yourself who have increasing debt. So there's income repayment that specializes in depending on what it is you're making now, what you can contribute so that you actually have something to live off of. You can research, and I do recommend researching before you consolidate. Depending on where you get your loans, you can, much like refinancing a house, you can actually pull them together so that you have one lender. You're doing your negotiation with one lender so that you can try and make sure that you have one place to send checks so that if someone is able to give you a better rate or better deal, so that when you are willing to pay via your bank statement, ACH, they'll give you points off of your loan. So there are things that you can do to sort of make things a little bit more palatable even after you've accrued some of this debt. The thing to do, though, before you accrue the debt is making sure that you're not taking out any more than you absolutely have to. And that's where we get back to the budgeting.
I need to take a break, but I want to make sure that Brenda gets some information. So, Brenda, hang on, because I would imagine that both of you have some resources that you may be able to suggest. Janae, you have resources that you would also be able to suggest for those looking for information? Do you?
Yes, I definitely do.
Hold on. Yes. I just want to make sure. Hold on. Dee, Brenda, Zena, Tony, stay with me. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Of course, The Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown continues on Sirius XM Channel 140 on WHUR 96.3. Stay with me. We're talking about your money, college debt, how to manage it. We'll be back in a bit.